2 Kings, chapter 18. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places, and broke the images, and cut down the groves, and broke in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For to those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it. And he called it Nehushtan. He trusted in Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he clave to Yahweh, and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh was with him, and he prospered in whatever he went forth to do, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria, and did not serve him. He smote the Philistines, even to Gaza, and the borders of it, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. And at the end of 3 years they took it, even in the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is, the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. And the king of Assyria did carry away Israel to Assyria, and put them in Halah and in Habor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes, because they did not obey the voice of Yahweh their Elohim, but transgressed his covenant, and all that Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded, and would not hear nor do. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to Lachish, saying, I have offended. Return from me. That which you put on me I will bear. And the king of Assyria appointed to Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold to pay. And Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of Yahweh and in the treasures of the king's house. At that time did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of Yahweh, and from the pillars which Hezekiah king of Judah had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria sent Tartan and Rabsaris and Rabsheke from Lachish to King Hezekiah with a great host against Jerusalem. And they went up and came to Jerusalem. And when they were come up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the fuller's field. And when they had called to the king, there came out to them Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder. And Rabsheakeh said to them, Speak you now to Hezekiah. Thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this in which you trust? You say, but they are but vain words, I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom do you trust that you rebel against me? Now you trust upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which if a man lean, it'll go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all that trust on him. But if you say to me, We trust in Yahweh our Elohim, it is not that he, whose high places and whose halters Hezekiah has taken away, and has said to Judah and Jerusalem, You shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem? Now, for this reason I ask of you, give pledges to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will deliver you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to set riders upon them. How then will you turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put your trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Am I now come up without Yahweh against this place to destroy it? And Yahweh said to me, Go up against this land and destroy it. Then said Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, and Shebna, and Joah, to Rabsheakeh, Speak, I ask of you, to your servants in the Syrian language, because we understand it. And do not talk with us in the Jews' language in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said to them, Has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language, and spoke, saying, Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, Let not Hezekiah deceive you, because he will not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in Yahweh, saying, Yahweh will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen or obey Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, Make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me, and then eat you every man of his own vine and every one of his fig tree, and drink you every one the waters of his cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of oil, of olive, and of honey, that you may live and not die. And do not listen and obey to Hezekiah when he persuades you, saying, Yahweh will deliver us. Has any of the Elohim of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the Elohim of Hamath and of Arpad? Where are the Elohim of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the Elohim of the countries that have delivered their country out of my hand, that Yahweh should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? But the people held their peace and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, saying, Answer him not. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes torn, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. End of chapter.